You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Today we are taking a break from some fantasy talk and we are talking real NBA, and we're discussing the question on how high should you rank Steph Curry all time. Let's go.
Jordan open. Chicago with the lead. Bryant to Shaq.
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard.
Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang!
Curry for three. Wow! Unbelievable. Making it rain in New York.
We the North are now we the champions.
Not the destination, it's the journey. Mamba out.
G'day and welcome to Back to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I am your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at BallBoysNBA and on Instagram at BallBoysFantasyBasketball. And today, once again, I'm joined with Callum Mack. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Mitchy boy. We're talking about one of my favorite players ever to play the game today, yeah. So I'm excited.
I swear, it must be hard to hate this man. He's such a likable NBA player and just an amazing player to watch. One of my favorites too. Probably my favorite player outside of any Boston Celtics player that I do support. So we're talking Steph Curry. So a little bit of a break from some fantasy talk, and we're talking real NBA. Basically, we're asking the question. This comes off the back of him breaking the 3-point all-time record. He's now eclipsed 3,000 threes as well in his career. Obviously, we took a little bit of break over New Year's and Christmas, so haven't had a chance to talk about it yet, and this demand deserves some talking about. So we're asking the question, where does Steph Curry rank all-time in NBA history? Now, there's a million ways you can do these kind of rankings, historical rankings and things like that. What we're basically doing is we're going to be deciding. We've got all the players in NBA history at their peak, and we're basically deciding, okay, at what point do we select Steph Curry to build around? You know, if we've got all the players lined up and we're using today's NBA rules, am I selecting him first, second, third, yada, 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 until we get on from there? So those are the parameters we're not taking really. I mean, we could take into account, but we're not comparing accolades and all these awards and things like that. But you can obviously use that in your argument. But that's how we're breaking it down. That's how we're doing it. Okay, so Cal, I'll throw the question over to you. What are your thoughts? Steph Curry, all-time ranking, what do you got?
All-time ranking in that format. I have a feeling you're going to be higher. I have a feeling you'll be higher.
But we'll see.
I've got him 12th.
12th, okay.
Where I have this man ranked. I think, he could crack the top 10. For me, it's a tough one, but I've decided 12th is where I had him. Well, what about yourself?
I do have him higher. He has cracked my top 10. I see, it's so funny because we don't talk about this as often, and I don't know if we're going to get hate like one way or the other, but he's 7th on my board. Look, in saying this, a lot of these guys are so close. It is like, it's neck and neck, and it just comes down to preference, really. I'm interested to see. So I want to throw you over to some players that you have here and see who you've got ahead of him or behind him. So Michael Jordan, LeBron James, obviously ahead of Steph Curry.
Correct.
Yep. Have you got Kobe Bryant ahead of him?
I do.
You have Larry Bird ahead of him?
I do.
Do you have Shaquille O'Neal ahead of him?
I do, yeah.
Do you have Kareem ahead of him?
Yes.
All right, here's where I'm starting to get a little bit curious. Do you have a Magic Johnson ahead of him?
Yeah.
Okay, that's an interesting. We'll circle back to that in a second. What about Hakeem Olajuwon? Is he ahead of Hakeem?
I've got Hakeem actually just one behind him.
Okay.
So I've actually got Hakeem in my 13th position.
Okay, give me your 7 through to Steph Curry. Give me that order.
Just above is Steph. So 11, I'd put in Kevin Durant.
Okay, interesting.
I still think he can just kind of do it all. Even though I prefer Steph Curry's game, I want to make that clear. And I'm still a bit of a Kevin Durant hater. I'll put respect where it's due.
Yeah.
That man almost beat Giannis, you know, and those Bucks by himself. If it wasn't for his toe on the line, he was playing with a hobbled James Harden and no Kyrie Irving, injured Kyrie Irving.
And rubbish on the roster, yeah.
he definitely is a beast. I've got Tim Duncan up there. Just purely just the defensive thing as well, I think people are kind of sleeping on. Before he had his knee injuries, that man could really just do everything, absolutely everything. So he is above him for me. And then I've got Bill Russell there.
He's
like a Tim Duncan. I look at Bill Russell and Tim Duncan as similar kind of people.
It's tough. Like we don't have the footage or but it I is. Don't know, man.
Look, I'm just putting it out there because I don't want to get hate. Like you're going to get some hate for this, Mitch.
Maybe.
Respect to Bill Russell.
You're giving respect to the oldies.
I am a bit.
All right, that's my first one that I'm going to hard challenge because, I don't know about that. In this way that we're structuring it, I don't know if that's something I can get around, but I can understand the other two. I'll give you my 1 through 7. I've got MJ and LeBron. And this is more just my personal preference, and I really rate this player. I've got Hakeem Olajuwon 3rd. I really do like his defensive versatility, and I think if you were to put him in today's NBA, he'd be absolutely outstanding in guarding the perimeter. He's a good offensive solution, and he's just probably one of the best all-time defenders. Kobe Bryant, I've got Larry Bird up there as well. I do have Kevin Durant ahead of Steph Curry. I think, like you, he was very close. Those two were very close to me. I think that Kevin Durant, just the fact that he's 7 foot tall, just gives him that edge, and he's just more versatile, probably a better defender than Steph Curry. And then I've got Steph Curry 7. So Steph Curry, to me, edges out a lot of these centers. He edges out Shaq. He edges out Kareem. He edges out Tim Duncan. And he also edges out Magic Johnson for me, just because I think that the value of his shooting, I would take over the value of Magic Johnson's size and playmaking, just because... I don't know if you can win with someone like, say we're making, obviously you can win with him, but I would prefer to have someone with Steph. And one thing that we don't speak a lot of, or you and I haven't spoken a lot of yet, is the gravity of Steph Curry's jump shot and just the threat of him being on the court somewhere. And just like the attention that he brings. No one else on this list can produce that to the same level. As soon as you cross over half court, you've got to sort of be aware of where he is, and that just opens things up for so many players. You can have him running the point guard and being the primary ball handler. You can have someone else being like a Draymond kind of role and running it. You've got a lot of options there. So I think that Steph Curry is the more versatile player. Someone like a Magic Johnson, you kind of have to fit a certain build around him. You've got to have those up and down running players. You've got to have other scoring options on your team, whereas Steph can kind of do a bit of both. And I think he can be your primary scorer, whereas obviously you don't want Magic being your primary scorer on this type of team. So those are my things. I think in saying that, I think Steph Curry is the best point guard of all time, followed closely by Magic as a very close second. And then I think there's a bit of a gap. But I think at this stage, I do have Steph as my number one point guard. Might be a hot take. I don't know. We'll see what the audience says. If it is a hot take, let us know. Let us know how you would rank your point guards and how you would rank your top 15 or top 10 on where you would have Steph as well. Any of those players that you are shocked that I've got Steph over? What do you think about Steph over Kareem and Shaq?
Look, I just think I'm not gonna argue it. I think it's fair and reasonable.
Yeah.
Me personally, everyone's got their own personal things. I think if you put Shaq in today's NBA, you know, if you're going up against a center like Boucher, for example, that man's dropping 50.
Try 80.
The league kind of trends around these superstars and has to try and defend them. I think someone like a Magic was, you know, LeBron James before LeBron was LeBron kind of thing. And he had his career cut short. It could have been better than what it was as well. And he's still here on the list. It's players like that. I mean, look, Larry Bird arguably is kind of similar to Steph, great passer, but he's just got the height advantage, being about 6'8". So
probably the playmaking as well. I think Larry Bird is very underrated as a playmaker.
Yes, exactly. And that's why I think they are quite similar, because they both obviously draw a lot of attention and can be lethal with passes as well. Someone like Wilt, I'll give him a bit of respect. I'm happy to take Steph Curry over Wilt. Take him over Bill Russell. I just thought I'd throw him in there so I don't get the hate like you will, Mitch. Tim Duncan.
Bring the hate on.
Take Timmy D.
Yeah, Timmy D is a tough one for me because, like,
the defensive anchor is what people probably underestimate.
I love Timmy D. I think he's an excellent player. I just, like do I build around Tim Duncan? Like, if I'm building a franchise and I want that, like that IQ and that stability, but if I'm looking more on court, like, impact, I think he's less than some of these other guys, than like a Shaquille O'Neal, just because of Shaq's sheer dominance. The other reason I also had Shaq slightly below is, but I think Shaq in today's NBA, again, we're using the rules that we have right now, he would get put in a pick and roll situation every single day of the week and sort of almost on the defensive side get balled off the court, and then you're kind of trading Steph's threes for Shaq's twos on offense, and it's just enough for me to go Steph over a Shaq in that situation. I think Steph's a bit more mobile in terms of getting over screens or switching back after the initial switch and things like that. So that's the only real knock I can have on Shaq. If it wasn't for the perimeter defense, I'd have him a lot higher, but because we're using the scope of in today's NBA, pick and rolls are such a prominent part, that's why I've got him down a bit lower. And it's probably the same with Kareem as well. It probably makes a few of those centers and big guys a little bit lower on my board than if you were just doing a who have you got all time vague kind of rule set, if that makes sense.
I'll touch on a few guys. Let's talk a bit more modern era. I think in this range, in the teens, I would also throw in someone like a Giannis and someone like a Kawhi.
Yep,
Did you consider either of those two above Steph?
They're not really above Steph. They're in that next sort of tier for me, though. They're very close. I think I also want to throw in someone like a Kevin Garnett, who's not really this kind of era, but like the era beforehand. So I had those three immediately after the Magic Johnsons and Tim Duncans and those sort of level players. But I think that they haven't quite cracked the echelon that Steph has, just because of, there are ways you can guard a Giannis. There are ways you can guard a Kawhi. To guard Steph, you kind of just got to hope he misses. You know what I mean? Like, it's just when he's hot, he's just... And we're taking the peaks. So we're taking that year that he just went absolutely bananas. The Warriors went on a 73-9 winning record. He was just unguardable in that year. And he's showing signs of it at times in these last couple of seasons. But that year, he was just, it was phenomenal. It was nothing like we've ever seen before. And I think just not much you can really game plan. Whereas I think there's other guys you can kind of game plan. And yes, their defensive side of the floor is really important and obviously a lot more impactful than Steph's. I just think it's when you're building around a certain player, I just value that a bit higher personally. Did you have them close?
Well, I honestly really did seriously consider them. I've got them both in the teens. And look, I really love Kawhi Leonard. I've said previously to people a few years ago that I'd rather Kawhi over Kevin Durant. At this point, I'm ranking Kevin Durant better. Yeah. But at that peak, Kawhi, when I'm... look, the Warriors got the 73 wins. The Spurs that year got something like 67 or something, just as historic. It was wild. And if you remember, that was when there was the conference finals and good old Zaza Pachulia did Kawhi's ankle. That was going to be an incredible series.
Yeah, we got robbed of that.
When Kawhi was still the defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
While putting up awesome stats. He did beat Steph in the finals. He had Kyle Lowry as his sidekick. Steph Curry had Kevin Durant out for the majority of that series. And Clay went down in game six. But look, the Toronto Raptors still won game six. So you could even have an argument for Kawhi on that aspect. And then something Giannis has done. I mean, he just won a championship with the likes of a Chris Middleton and a Drew Holiday, who are more your lower tier, second and third tier bananas. So I think there is respect there to be given, but yeah. I still have Steph Curry above both of them.
I've got all of them in my top 15. So I think they're all around the similar sort of mark. I think obviously I've just got Steph a little bit higher than you do. So I think I just put a bit more stock into the gravity that Steph brings, bringing that jump shot in. And the handles and the creativity and just what he can do to the basketball, because it completely changes the game plan. As soon as you have someone with that gravity in there and how you match up, you know, in this kind of all NBA draft, you know, my next best player might be someone like, I don't know, like a Tracy McGrady. And how are you gonna guard Tracy McGrady and a Steph Curry if I'm getting him back with my 50th pick or whatever the case may be. So for that reason, that's why I edge him out a little bit more. But I can see the argument, and you know, Giannis especially being so young, I could definitely see him eclipsing Steph at some point. But right now, I'm giving Steph the props and tipping my hat to what he's done so far. So let us know what you guys think. Let us know where you have Steph ranked in your all-time ranks. Do you have him above Kevin Durant? Do you have Kevin Durant above him? Is he your number one point guard of all time? And where do you think we have gone wrong in our rankings? Let us know. Make sure you give the video a thumbs up. If you want to see more of these real NBA talks and less or not as much fantasy stuff, let us know. We like to do these things every now and again. So until next time, catch you later. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.